Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. I look up. Yeah, and I take my time. I'ma take my time, whoa. Power moves only. Boy, I'm about my business on business. I drink liquor on liquor. I have women on women. Yeah, that's butt vampires. I done lived more than an 80-year-old man still kicking. Cause they live for some moments. And I live for a living. But this for the girls who barely let me get to first base on some ground ball shoot. Cause now I run my city on some town hall shoot. They praying on my mother downfall like a drought. But you gon' get this rain like it's Mayweather. Good music, yay weather. Champagne just tastes better. They told me I never, boy, never say never. Sweat flow special like an infant first step. I got paid to reverse debt. Then I finally found a girl that reversed stress. So now I'm talking to the reaper to reverse death. Yep, so I can kick it with my granddad, take him for a ride. Show him I made something out myself and I just tried. Show him the house I bought the fam, let him tour inside. No matter how far ahead I get, I always feel behind in my mind. But trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I said trying and not doing, cause not doing is something that not doing. I grew up to M Big and Pac and got ruined. So until I got the same crib, Big had in that juicy vid. I can't motherfucking stop moving. Go against me, you won't stop losing. From the city where every month is May Day at home. Spray a dome, get sprayed up like air. What's cologne for a paycheck alone? Yeah, I know that shit ain't fair. They say Detroit ain't got a chance. We ain't even got a mayor. You write your name with a Sharpie, I write mine in stone. I knew the world was for the taking and wouldn't take long. We on trying to be better than everybody that's better than everybody. Rep Detroit, everybody. Detroit versus everybody. I'm so first class, I can spit up on every pilot. The city's my metropolis, fill it, it's metabolic. And I'm over saying they the hottest. Then run to the hottest, it's just to stay hot. I'm one of the hottest because I flame drop, drop fire. And not because I'm name dropping, Hall of Fame dropping. And I ain't taking sh- from nobody unless they OGs. Cause that ain't the way of a OG. So I G-O collect mo-G's, every dollar never changed though. I'm just a new version of old me. Forever hot-headed, but never got cold feet. Got up in the game, won't look back at my old seats. Click so deep, we take up the whole street. I need a f- so bad that she take up my whole week, Sean Dunn.
Miscellaneous minds, never explaining the mind. Devilish grins for my alias, alien to respond. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke, I'm the
f***ing
selling.
Everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the f***. Pill, I'ma pop you, then give me this.
Pill flex to drop a bomb on this. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler. You take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cartier bracelets for my women friends. I'm in Vegas. Who the f*** y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching me. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. F*** y'all clubs, f*** y'all. Show Instagram, get gobbledy. Got wood, scuff to your hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on a crutch.
West.
I see transform like villain Decepticons. Molly probably turning the fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy, blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black Beetle, I'm either that or a Marley.
I don't smoke.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't.
We are here, all up in it, in the midst of the jam session. Happy Friday, what's up, you inside the cypher. T.M. Hyman, welcome to the show. T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:05 where I am here in Tampa on the East Coast, 6:05 on the West Coast. What it do out there in Santa Ana, California? Hey, Joe, the crew is looking for you, man. It's going down June 2014. It's the 20th anniversary of 1994, that class. 20th anniversary jumping off. Hey, we all coming together to do it real big all over again, June 2014. Hey, log on. I'll give you the website. All we need is your name and your email address. That'll let us know that you're down. It's going to be off the chain. Hey, let me get the crew up in here. It's Friday, February 7th, 2014. The post says it's Friday, February 07th. The H is missing. Nevertheless, inside the cycle, all the way live from Planet City. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, she didn't got it. Fried, died, maybe not, or but it definitely lay into the side. Hey, what's popping? Welcome to the show.
Andrew. What up, people? Yes, fresh out of the hairdresser chair. Thank you to my stylist, Miss Tika. How's everybody this Friday night, ready for the pregame show to whatever you're jumping in, jumping off on this Friday?
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I'm chilling over here trying to really get through, man. Long week. Long week. I was up super duper early, and I'm ready to kind of lay it down and just kind of chill out. I've got a long day tomorrow.
Yeah, you sound like you're in chill-out mode right
back. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm tired, man. And I got a long day tomorrow, like back-to-back training. So I'm just ready to kind of rock out in this hour and then just straight chill out. Long week, but productive. Big things popping. Hey, all the way live from, I'm saying Charlotte, but really she might be in Virginia. I do know that the railroad takes her from Charlotte straight to Virginia. So let's check in and see where she is. And Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. What's up, everybody? Yeah, Hey, I had to take a break, you know, before, you know, I can't kill myself in the process. You know, too many people to be saved.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah, today is a...
Where are you tonight? Are you in North Carolina on the verge of getting into Elizabeth City? Where are you?
Hey, I am in the middle of my – I am in Charlotte, and,
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah, taking it easy. Got the pain pills and heating pads popping off tonight, so, you know.
Madam Barbiturate.
Madam
Barbiturate. Right.
up in here. Hey, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, we recap the week in news and entertainment, you know, all up in here. We want to hear from you. If possible, jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We're the network, T.M. Hyman Radio. Real talk, real people, real times. Anybody see the farewell of Jay Leno last night? Oh, man, it was so good.
Yeah, it really was good. It really was good. I'm going to miss Jay as a host, but I'm excited to see what Jimmy Fallon is going to bring about as the new
host. Man, Jimmy Fallon, I laughed. I mean, just last night alone, I love Jimmy Fallon, first of all. I really watch him before I lay it down. Typically, after Jimmy Fallon goes off, I'm still up, you know, trying to just put something into motion, which is crazy. But Jimmy Fallon deserves all that he gets because he is hands down definitely like one of the best comedians out here right now. I mean, just stupid, over the top, spontaneous, like appeal to all types of people, just funny.
Yes, and it doesn't hurt that he has the roots in his house, man.
I mean, the, it just that's the cherry on top, the roots.
No doubt.
But man,
no
doubt. I realized I really, really had an affinity towards Jay Leno that I didn't even know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, he's our generation's Carson. You know, our parents grew up with Carson. We had Jimmy, you know, Jay Leno. Next generation has Jimmy Fallon. I'm glad to see that the Tonight Show is still a staple in late night television.
Right.
You know, it's been something that's transcended the evolution of what television is today, with not being knocked out by the reality show takeover in, you know, daytime or nighttime. So it's good to see that it's still around.
Oh, no, it was amazing. I really appreciate Jay Leno's 22-year career because I at least remember 15 of those years real strong. And
yeah.
So, you know, for me, the one thing that put it all in perspective for me, Jay Leno said last night, Dustin Bieber wasn't even born when I started this show.
Absolutely. The only reality show television that was on when he started was soap operas.
Exactly.
Daytime or nighttime. Yeah.
All of those celebrities that showed up to bid him farewell, including our very own Madam Winfrey, that was awesome. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. Billy Crystal was his first host, or his first guest, so he came back and blessed the show again. I thought that was great.
Definitely. Hey, we're going to keep the jam session rocking. We are the network. We'll be right back. It's 9:12 PM on the radio.
Worst. My never loved us. Never loved us. You ain't know now, you know now. Still had to scrub J's with a toothbrush. Still playing my old shit. But yo, it's like the police asking us questions. We don't know shit. Flex. I'm just flex. Never loved us. Do a little like we stress. Look at you, look at you, and look at you. I'm glad that they chose us. Command and submission, trying to fight to the finish, just to see in my finish. On my worst behavior, no. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember? Motherfuckers. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior. Hold up, hold my phone. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Now you wanna roll one. Motherfuckers never loved us. So everywhere we go now, full cup. Always hated the boy, but now the boy is the man. Motherfuckers, I done grew it up. Do anything when it comes to that. You owe me. You owe me. You owe me. You better have my money when I come for the like ODB. On my worst behavior. No. They used to never want to hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. Remember? Motherfuckers. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us. I'm on my worst behavior. Don't you ever get it f***ed up. Motherfuckers never loved us. Man, motherfuckers never loved us. Worst behavior. Motherfuckers never loved us. Never loved us. Worst behavior.
Who's high, who not? Tell me who rock, who sell out in the store. You tell me who flop, who copped a new drop. Who jewels got rocks, who else making rap albums, doing numbers like it's pop. Same old pimp, Drake, you know ain't nothing changed with these funny styles we done put on in the game. I just asked for some blessings at my grandmother's grave. Then it's back to LA, open the mail, staring at the check. Enough to make you thought, man, it's gross what I net. I'm with my whole set, tennis matches at the crib. I swear I could beat Serena when she playing with her left. Oh, where I reside, it look like a resort aside. Where your shit from? I imported mine. Ball miss for money like my last name, Mordecai. So more than high. My mama probably hear that and be mortified. This ain't the sun you raised, he used to take the Acura up 5 a.m. to go and shoot the grassy up on Morningside. For all the sun, I'll forever be immortalized. Yeah, back and forth across the borderline. Hate to leave the city, but I gotta do the overtime. Gone all the time, even the important times. I should let you know ahead, I'm coming back on my worst behavior. Remember? 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 Hold up, hold my phone. They used to never wanna hear us. Remember? Motherfuckers never loved us.
You are listening to the best edits, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration,
right,
and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
And I am T.M. Hyman. It's 9:16. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. Hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate. We up in here. Big up to Toya Didi, that dude Say James, and all of you for always making it happen. We appreciate the support. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Again, the world. I'm not even going to say America. The world said goodbye to Jay Leno last night. And, you know, we never know how it goes, because just like they moved Jay Leno, you know, one time, then brought him back. Well, I'm going to say this. They fired him one time, then brought him back. It could possibly work out the same. We never know. I mean, even if he's not on NBC, the one thing that really struck me last night about what Jay said in reference to always staying with NBC. You know, Jay taken a lot of shots and jabs at NBC over the last few years, because I think when he was fired and then brought back, that was somewhat insulting, but I'm sure for the money that he was making, he appreciated having his job back. But he could have, I believe, gone to any network and probably gotten more money than what NBC was paying him, but he had a certain, you know, level of loyalty. And he was focused more on relationships than money. And that says a lot about who Jay Leno is. And I think who he who he presented himself to be to us over the last 22 years, to me, seemed to be authentically Jay Leno. It was who he was, you know. We never know people at their core, but I believe that he was just really that type of person, funny as a person, very just transparent. And so we're going to miss Jay, but I'm thinking there's a lot of weight on the shoulders of Fallon, and he's going to knock it out the ballpark. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think so, go ahead, boss.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, no, Jimmy Fallon is a good host, and Jay Leno, like you were saying, Chocolate, he pretty much is, you know, our generation's late night, you know, go to guy. I mean, I remember watching Johnny Carson though, you know, like as a little kid, peeking through the, you know, the crack of the door.
I never got into Carson. I think it was because he didn't look like me. And so I never really got into who he was, you know. He was like, I guess, somebody's granddaddy when I was young. And so he didn't look like my granddaddy. So, you know, I didn't know who Carson was, and probably until I was more so like in high school, I still wasn't into him, because he was going out as I think I really started to find out who he was.
Yeah.
I wasn't into, I mean, I'm thinking we knew who Johnny Carson was, but I'm talking about being into him, following him, you know, watching late night.
Yeah.
I don't think we were watching The Late Show when we when we were like teenagers.
I mean, you watched it for the novelty of just being able to say that you were up late watching something, you know, like that. At least I did. But
well, see, I think at that point we had HBO and Cinemax, and when you had it in your bedroom and you wasn't supposed to have it.
Trouble.
You weren't thinking about Johnny Carson.
Absolutely not. You're doing something else.
Well, I told you how I was watching Johnny Carson. So yeah, I ain't know nothing about HBO except for when like they would have like fights or something like that. That'd be about it.
Yeah.
I remember the cable box with the turn dial. You know.
No doubt.
I mean, but I actually
Johnny Carson. You know, I'm sorry. This is how ignorant I am. And one thing about me, I'm not. You know. I'm not ashamed that I'm ignorant when it comes to some things. Is he still alive?
No.
Okay.
I won't even be able to answer that one. I don't know.
I just hope that's not a totally ignorant question to ask, but I didn't know. My mom would say, ask anything you'll know, son. Thank you, Mama.
Exactly. It's best to ask than not know at all.
Definitely.
Please
ask to be informed.
That's why I'm saying it is what it is. But look, let me ask you this. How do y'all feel about this George Zimmerman fight? Like, now he challenged DMX. And DMX is saying, you know, the only way he'll go along with it, well, one of the conditions would be that the money that George was supposed to make, if that went to charity. It's not locked in. However, yeah, George Zimmerman challenged DMX to the celebrity fight. And people are still pissed because they're calling it a celebrity fight.
That's how I feel about it. I don't think I'm the right person to ask, because the other day I told you my feeling and I had to pray for forgiveness about expressing the feeling that I had. So, yeah, I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I think we all feel pretty much the same way about it. I definitely do not think that he's a celebrity. Stop it, people.
Please.
Come on. He's not a celebrity. Okay. In fact, he is actually, I believe, some would describe, allegedly a murderer, but we're not going to go there tonight. This is the Cypher. 917-889-3926. Hey, let's flip the script real quick. A couple shows ago, if not the last show, asked that we introduce people that you've never heard of as relates to Black History. This is Black History Month. Big up to everyone, not just Black people, but, you know, big up to everyone as we respect the struggle of Black people in America. But I want to introduce you all to Dr. Robert Gore. Dr. Robert Gore. He is a proud Morehouse College graduate. Dr. Gore is the executive director of Kings Against Violence Initiative, KAVI, that's how I'm thinking the acronym looks. He's an attending physician and clinical assistant professor at Kings County Hospital in downtown emergency. And if you know anything about Kings County, that's Brooklyn, New York, the emergency room of Brooklyn, New York, where this dude is pretty much, you know, taking care of the many young urban youth that are coming in with gunshot wounds and stab wounds and the like out of, you know, the violence that's taking place in our communities. Again, Dr. Robert Gore, he's at Kings County Hospital. He's a physician there, and he created an organization that, again, is called Kings Against Violence Initiative. It's a hospital, school, and community-based organization that's really combating violence in our community through initiatives that focus on intervention, prevention, and empowerment. I like the idea of combining a collaboration between the hospitals, schools, and the community, because they should really be working hand in hand anyway to tackle a lot of issues that's in our community. So tonight, again, I like to pay respect and ask you to Google Dr. Robert Gore, G-O-R-E, and celebrate the work he's doing in our community. He's a dreadlocked, tattooed physician who's making it happen in a major way, influencing, giving back, taking care of the kids that's pretty much riddled with bullets, stabbed, they've been beaten. He's dealing with bloody situations, but he's doing it with style, and he's doing it in a way that's really inspiring and empowering youth in our community. So big up to Dr. Robert Gore, Brooklyn, New York, Kings County Hospital. Much respect to you, brother.
Awesome. I have one in the realm of unknown famous black inventors, and mine is actually a female. Her name is Janet Emerson Bashan, I believe you pronounce her last name, and she is the first African-American woman to obtain a patent for a software invention.
Nice.
She was born in 1957 in Mansfield, Ohio. That's where she spent the bulk of her childhood. She says growing up in the segregated South, she asked her parents many questions and they didn't have the answers. Started a lifelong quest of her trying to understand our country's history and struggles with issues of race. This led her to research gender issues and then her passion with equal, hold on, I'm getting ready to probably say it wrong and I apologize, but EEO. Grew into business interest that has evolved incorporating diversity and inclusion initiatives. She decided to apply to Alabama A&M University, a historically black college and university, and that provided her a very eye-opening experience. Her educational background includes a degree in legal studies and government from the University of Houston and a postgraduate studies at Rice University's Jesse H. Jones Graduate School of Administration. She's also a graduate of Harvard University's Woman and Power Leadership in a New World. The software patent called LinkLine, she was awarded a patent for her software invention and became the first African-American woman to receive a patent for a web-based EEO software invention. LinkLine is a web-based application, claims intake and tracking, claims management, document management, and numerous reports. And she'll soon release AAP Link, I think it's called, which is a web-based software for building affirmative action plans. So she's doing very big things as the first African-American woman to do that, and she's actually carved her niche in history in doing so. So congratulations and big up to Janet Emerson Bashan.
Hey, it's 9:28. It is Black History Month. We're going to pause for the calls, keep the jam session going. TM Hama Radio Live.
Pre-game.
This is a journey into sound.
Brooklyn.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new
Brooklyn.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
As we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it!
Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think, stink, pink gators, my Detroit players. Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pluck. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Please, recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak
my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus peace.
Thank
with
you,
my peace, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace. All in these hoes, so is Moschino. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? The rod, Frank White push the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5, bulletproof glass tint if I want some. Gon' blast we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass.
Bye
at
bye.
Last, I'm rapping about blunts and bras. Some bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. And still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer, so you come and get
come on.
Richer than richer, so you come and get
come on.
Here we go.
My witness, under pressure, I lie for you, die for you.
Kruger by the side for you, right hand high for you. Because of you, I'm in heaven, trillion, variant, billion, Bentley coupe, million. Playing system evidence in the Chevy, track the dark peas and Rizzi, you better have it.
Friday night cypher, and you are here with TM Hybrid Radio Live. What up, what up, what up, people? It's like, what, 9:36 p.m. here in Charlotte. And yes, I'm chilling from the Underground Railroad. Not tonight.
Yo, this is definitely just like a real laid-back, chill mode type, you know what I'm saying, kind of night. It's like rainy in Tampa. It's cold.
It's damp.
You know, I'm feeling a little sick, like I need some chicken noodle soup or something.
Oh, it's definitely something going around. You and a couple other people that I've talked to have got whatever that bug is. So I certainly hope you feel better. Yes, get you some chicken soup, get some medicine, grab the remote, wrap up in your favorite pajamas and your favorite blanket, and rest, because that's something that you, Mr. Hyman, very rarely do. So,
no, absolutely. I'm trying to learn.
But you know what? Plus, I mean, drink a lot of fluids, though, like some cranberry juice. You know.
Yes. Like definitely hydrate yourself.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, that's how I remember. I was sounding like Wheezy at one point. You know. With the whole, yeah. So like, I swear, I'm telling you, I drank. Over the 3-day period, I drank the bottle of Tylenol cold and drinking juices and water. I can't get sick. It hurts when I cough or sneeze or any of that. I can't go for that.
He's the fourth person on our staff to get the cooties here in like the last 2 weeks. I had them. Dee Dee's had them. Boston's had them. Now you, so.
Stay away. Hey, I don't know if you all are following what's going on in up in D.C. right now, but do you all realize that unemployment benefits, like, have come to a complete halt for about 1.7 million people in this country?
Yes.
Wow.
One of my aunts is actually affected by that, and it's getting very serious. There's a lot of people out there.
This is the insanity of it all, though. And you know, I know that Senator Cory Booker, you know, spoke real passionately on the floor of the House earlier this week. Excuse me, the floor of the Senate. The floor of the Senate this week. One vote, one person stood in the way of the procedural motion this week that caused it to fail on the floor of the Senate. One person. We're talking about one person impacting what was Now, understand, the benefits expired December 31st last year, 2013, cutting off about 1.3 million Americans. Now it is February the 7th, 2014, and it's grown to 1.7 million people now impacted. One person, my friends, you all really need to follow your politics and follow the people that you sent to Washington, D.C. on your behalf, because this is not a black thing. This is not a white thing. This is a people thing. And the United States really is not above board when it comes to using, understanding, using your dollars, our dollars, the taxpayers' dollars. Come on. 1.7 million people impacted by a group of people that supposedly... Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
That supposedly represent the people. A group of people that supposedly represent the people are letting 1.7 million people go without unemployment benefits. Shame on you. Shame on you. Let's fix it.
They represent themselves. They don't represent us.
So we should send people to Washington that represent us. And we should fix that.
And then that, but see, that goes back to that whole, you know, what we speak of often about sticking together and standing up for something other than standing in line for some sneakers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I like to see them stand in line for those sneakers to go stand in line to
and
fight.
Vote.
Right. I mean, because now they're also, you know, pushing to increase the minimum wage. From what I saw, up to $10. Now, the thing is that, you know, because it is a lot of people that are working and getting minimum wage, or if they were fired from their job that was getting minimum wage, that's only like what, almost what, $200 a week or something? You know what I mean? Like people, and they want to cut the food stamp program. I mean, it's so backwards. You know, it seems like it should be an easy fix, but
this is what I'll say in defense of the government, if there's any defense that's needed. But in defense, they actually put hundreds of millions of dollars in communities over the last 10, 15 years in preparation for now. All of those program dollars that they granted for empowerment dollars, training dollars, I mean, along with child care vouchers that were given, you know, so that people could go and prepare to upgrade their skills and their skill set. I can tell you because I helped to facilitate some of that stuff. I mean, definitely up north. Florida has some of those programs too. But those dollars in those programs have expired. They've come to an end. Those dollars are gone. And the reality is we put people through a lot of programs. We spent a lot of money on behalf of people who get government assistance, who get unemployment, because understand, while you're getting unemployment, what are they asking you to do in order to even qualify for that unemployment? You got to submit for jobs. You got to go to the one stops. You got to do the training. You know what I'm saying? All of that is to prepare you. And when you don't take it, sometimes I even know of programs in which, you know, they'll send you to college if you qualify for unemployment. You can go to college for free.
Right.
And so the question is, what did we do during that time, you know? And some of this stuff is all running together because unemployment doesn't have anything to do with welfare, but a lot of times it ultimately ends up correlating in some kind of way, at least for a majority of the population.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
And so I mean, you know, again, the whole point was follow your politics, follow your representatives, the people that represent you in Congress and in the Senate. Hey, let's rock on for a few more minutes. We'll come right back because it is the Friday Night Cypher. Madam CeeLo Boston on the ones and twos. What you got?
Jay. Here we go, baby. Usual suspect.
Made by music. Deeper than the verse, right? Deeper than the rest.
I'm 150 miles and running. Get up in the way, then you know that I'm gunning. Laugh about the dope, but really ain't nothing funny. Getting rich in a rush, yeah, you know I'm usual suspect. Real definition of success.
Yeah.
Love money cause I can and I love it. From nothing to something. You know I'm sweet, usual suspect. You know the boys on the block trying to take us in. Cause we bringing all of that paper in. From nothing to something. You know I'm sweet, usual suspect.
17 trying to man up. Feed the fam, boy, I put that on these canned goods. All I got was diabetes in a damn hug. People talking down, calling me a damn scrub. Young niggas, all you wanna do is roam free. On your own feet, gotta cook your own beef. I'm too cool for lame dudes to ridicule. I laugh while I'm doing laps in the swimming pool. I don't owe you niggas nothing. Throw me two fingers when you see a nigga stunting. Black Phillip drumming limousines of the Hummer. Penthouse sweet, pretty beach I call a summer. Lot of homies pass, see them in the future. Running so fast, on the gas, never neutral. Gotta keep a shooter while I'm riding in the 7. Hide in the kite by the time I get to heaven.
150 miles and running.
Yet to be challenged. Had no jet with my own pilot. No blasting off of flex to DJ Khaled. My mom's stressing college. But my crude sense of logic did allude to my empty wallet. Try spinning on a green tinted Accord, which could mean a sentence up north where the homie was. But back then though, it was like a hoarded Goldie love. It didn't exist. An officer Foley cuffs was after my wrist. Was not Beverly Hills where we chilled. Imagine this, the Nazareth had to get from rags to rich. I used to stand a rooftop for two Glocks, figuring how do I turn my Timberlands to Crocs. Now reptiles is left out, I'm about to watch. What is you thinking? Mercury plus the muscle that you bringing is nothing to me if you thuggin' or fakin'. Shanked on Cuban, shout out my Ricans. Dealt with all of you gangsters from the roughest Jamaicans and Haitians.
150 miles and running. Get up in my way, then you know that I'm cunning. Laugh about the dope, but really ain't nothing funny. Getting rich in a rush, yeah, you know I'm sweetie, usual suspect.
If you follow physics, nigga, money never flow. Meaning every day I'm living, try to stay afloat. Coming from a boss, I could predict a double cross. Handlers managing money, they never come across. Aspen to Africa, magnanimous numbers involved. AK-47 singing winner by summer, you fall. I dealt with bras and those willing to sell a soul. Over cars and clothes, man, I'm talking petty hoes. That's my Fetty, bro, fuck a feed of SpaghettiOs. I'm club popping in Cali, shout out to Harry O. Somebody dim the lights. Triple black tux, cause I'm so see in the flesh, it's time to catch up. I run with niggas who destined to get a life sentence. Get they baby mama Alexis for the nice business. My nigga got...
Yeah, yeah. It's like, I don't even know how to describe you. One in a million or something.
Be the healer.
No, actually, I think I would rather the Strawberry Festival, which my little city, Plant City, is known for because we are the winter strawberry capital of the United States, and there is a festival to celebrate that every year, which comes after the Florida State Fair. My family and I attended the Strawberry Festival last year, and my oldest son, Mike, and I ventured out on a journey of fried delicacies. We did fried butter, we did fried Pepsi, we did fried ice cream.
I don't even understand the fried Pepsi and the fried butter. I don't even understand.
The fried butter actually tasted more like a croissant or a flaky pastry. I was envisioning small pieces or pats of butter that would have been maybe batter fried and, you know, served that way. Unfortunately, what I got was a whole stick of butter. So when you bit into it, it was just a real horrible, buttery, runny, terrible.
Yeah, pat. That sounds like a gushy mess of butter.
It was. I think the thing that we agreed that we liked the best was we had a deep fried Snickers bar where the ice cream was actually still intact on the inside. That was delicious. And also fried Oreos. Those were amazing.
I can understand the Snickers. I can understand the Oreos.
The Pepsi was still a mystery. It was. It looked like just small pieces of fried batter by the end just with Pepsi on the bottom of the cup. The concept that we came up with was that they were, you know how when you were a kid, you used to make ice cubes out of, you know, your favorite drink, we would think that maybe those were then batter dipped and then fried very quickly and then served, where when you bit into it, you still got a burst of Pepsi because that's what you taste is just a little burst.
No, clearly I am hungry at this point. I am eating. I'm ready to go. Thanks for rocking with us, folks. We're back on Monday, 9 p.m., same place, same time. We're the network, Real Talk, Real People, Real Times. Hey, we up out of here. Peace.
Peace. You know, whatever you do.
There's three types of niggas in life that make it happen, that watch it happen, and niggas that don't even know what the fuck is going on. Choose one. Yeah, I got all these bad perks. Waves on swimsuit, surf. I want y'all niggas around me. Bro, niggas make me nervous. Shorty said you want that paper. Pop up like she working. Damn, a nigga finally famous. Why about it been them twerking? Rap, I might tell swag. Woo. She want me cause she know I got that Chanel tag. Woo. She bought me and she gone get that Chanel swag. Let's get it. Her boyfriend like, where you get that Chanel bag? Bitch by Rondo, ball green in a ball like Rondo. Catch me Northside with a dime-o. Turned up but I'm like Keith Camo. I go make a millionaire. All of my niggas, we really in here. Got a bad bitch, she straight from the hood, but she look like a foreign Brazilian hair. And I'm grabbing
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live.